Thousands of hemophiliacs have until midnight to join a multi-million dollar class action settlement. The suit is against makers of blood products that were contaminated with the AIDS virus. Thousands have already agreed to the deal, but there's no guarantee they will get the money. As NPR's Vicky Quay reports, the companies that made the offer can back out if not enough people sign up.
Blood clotting chemicals that hemophiliacs need to survive come from blood donors. Some blood donors were infected with the AIDS virus in the early 1980s, and that spread the disease to hemophiliacs. In May of this year, manufacturers of blood clotting products agreed to pay a $100,000 per victim settlement to hemophiliacs who became infected with the AIDS virus. The offer was worked out between the companies and the nation's leading hemophilia activist group, the Committee of 10,000. Corey Dubin is president of the committee.
We started this process. We were involved in it. However, we all agree in the community that $100,000 is a sweetheart deal for these companies. And the reason this offer has been allowed to go to the community is we have families who are so devastated and dying that they can't wait.
Nearly 5,000 hemophiliacs in this country have died of AIDS since the AIDS epidemic began in the early 1980s. In some cases, families have been decimated because hemophilia is a genetic disorder. Activists say $100,000 is way too low for the suffering people have endured. They say the companies failed to sterilize their products and accepted blood from high-risk donors, such as gay men and IV drug users. But the companies, which include Bayer AG, Baxter International, Alpha Therapeutic, and Roan Poulenc Rohrer, say at the time no one knew how AIDS was transmitted. Guy Esnoff, a spokesman for Roan Poulenc Rohrer, says the companies agreed to the settlement to end a decade's worth of litigation.
The company's products were involved in this tragedy, a tragedy which we couldn't predict, we couldn't prevent. We tried hard to prevent as soon as we knew anything, but science just didn't allow us to prevent this.
Under the agreement, the manufacturers can back out if not enough people agree to the deal. So far, about 3,000 hemophiliacs have signed on, but many victims are holding out for something better. Corey Dubin is one of them. Dubin, a 41-year-old hemophiliac with AIDS, says $100,000 won't compensate his three daughters when he's gone.
It just isn't in the ballpark for the Dubin family. We collectively believe that we want to litigate.
Not just for the money. Dubin says he also wants to set a standard of care for companies to follow in the future. A rash of people accepting the settlement is expected today. Representatives from the four companies will meet to decide if they'll go ahead with the deal. I'm Vicky Quay in Washington.